Thank you, Michelle. That's the long title. I'm glad she read it, so thank you very much. Our presentation is interested in seeing how does the workers at Puerto Rico mainly know, what do they know about evacuation plans and evacuation preparedness? In accordance to the National Fire Protection Association and FPA and OCHA, and other emergency preparedness and management agency, the majority of persons are unaware about how to act safely through an emergency situations. In fact, most of these, of the damage and lesions that people suffer are not because of the event, but because they don't know what to do or where to go when a disaster is happening. When we review the data from the United States, Latino workers face the most dangerous working conditions and the fewest protections in the USA as per 2010 OSHA National Action Summit. And regardless, the position of Latinos face increased risk for lesion accidents and deaths are observed everywhere in the nation. Therefore, I think it is important to us to know what do they know and what do they need to know and what are the gaps in the knowledge. Because this could prevent health incidents, confusions, injuries, and even property damage. So basically, when we go to the OSHA standards on regulations, we see they require an employer must have a written emergency action plan available to employees to review at any time. That means any time, okay? And that does not apply when they have less than 10 employees. And the minimum requirement for this is that these procedures they must have a procedure for reporting a fire or other emergency like earthquake, floods, and others. Hurricanes in the case of Puerto Rico. Procedures for emergency evacuation, including time of evacuation and exit routes assignments. Procedures to be followed by employees who remain to operate critical plants operation before they evacuate. Procedures to account all employees after evacuation. And procedures to be followed by employees performing rescue or medical duties. This plan should also have the name or job title of every employee who may be contacted by employers. Employees' alarm system, what kind of alarm system do they have? They will be multi-sensor alarm system in order to reach every single person, including those with disabilities. Requires compulsory training sections and periodical review of their emergency action plans. In the other hand, when we see to the NFPA 101 Life Safety Code, this code is basically about the minimum action that you must follow to be secure within a building, and it talks about how to protect building occupants from danger caused by fire, smoke, and toxic fumes. And the Life Safety Code is truly the genesis of nearly all means of egress and life safety criteria code used in the United States and adopted by 43 state and jurisdictions as Puerto Rico. So if this is so well documented and is so good and so strict, how much does Latino Hispanic workers community know about it? And our aim is to assess the knowledge of Hispanic workers and students who are within an institution full-time regarding personal safety during an emergency evacuation situation in a non-probabilistic sample. Basically, what we did was we conduct an electronic survey among Puerto Rico workers and students using a snowball sampling method. We have a reference list that we send this invitation to almost everyone. And when they contact us and say, hey, I want to participate within this, we ask them to refer other people who may be interested in working with us or participating in the survey. We obtained a sample of 266 participants for this preliminary report, and we developed a 33-item questionnaire about knowledge upon personal safety during emergency evacuation even measure. The inclusion criteria that we observed there was that we need everyone to be 21 years old or older. They must be living in the Puerto Rico or the continental USA, but for the meaning of this presentation, we are only using the Puerto Rico data. They must be Spanish speakers, individual who self-identify as Hispanics, and currently working or full-time students. Data analysis was made using SPSS version 19.0. And this is our data analysis for univariate analysis. Females were 64.3% of the sample. Basically, we got a person participating from 21 to 50 years old. Our oldest person was 56 years old. Most of them have a bachelor degree, and most of them were within the metropolitan area of Puerto Rico. Above the scale, we got a Cronbach alpha of 85%, which is pretty good for a new questionnaire being made. And we observed that most of our population have a very low knowledge within that scale. And when we see the bivariate analysis, we see that gender differences could be observed where women knew less than males. Educational status also make a difference. Those not being an active student had more knowledge than those who were active students. So students were basically more vulnerable to any kind of disaster. Age was correlated significantly with the knowledge. Those who were older actually have more knowledge than those who were younger. And geographical area was actually a significant predictor of the knowledge. Those who were living in the rural areas have higher knowledge than the urban areas, and this is very significant for us. As you see, most of our sample were in the metropolitan area, and most of the jobs in Puerto Rico actually are within the metropolitan area. No other significant differences were found for educational level or being studying a public health career. We also make a test for those who were studying public health and other fields, and for me was impression. Was very exciting to say that actually we didn't have those differences. We wanted to observe the attitudes towards the EAPS, and we observed that most of the people thought that actually practicing an evacuation plan was a waste of time. Basically, the same amount that did have a low level of education also have a bad attitude towards the exercises. So in conclusion, we can say that participant evaluation needs to focus in gender, age, and geographical disparities approaches. Those living within the rural areas of Puerto Rico have more knowledge, but those do not represent necessarily the most the person that are working more, you know. Women, youth, and those participants within the metropolitan areas demonstrate facing a significant lack of knowledge regarding personal safety during an evacuation event, which could be adversely impacting their health. Also, we have to know that women have higher work levels of employment than men. Most of our workforce in Puerto Rico is changing to be women's. They prepare more, and we are concerned about this observation, even though our sample can't represent the whole universe of person working within Puerto Rico. It is kind of concern. It's a fine concern to say that actually women has less knowledge about an evacuation plans than males do. And this is all for our presentation, so I pass to Michelle for any other questions. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for the great presentations and being so efficient. We actually have a good amount of time for the audience questions. If you have a question, just feel free to raise your hand, and what I will do is I will listen and repeat the question so that the whole audience can hear it and hopefully understand it. And please direct your question to one of the panelists. Do you have any questions? Right over here.
Yeah, it's for Jim and Lauren. Were you able to stratify your preparedness data based on rural versus urban areas?
Were you able to stratify your data based on rural and urban areas?
The information is available. As we start looking at the state level differences, we're trying to figure out what's important about the information that's there. At the level for the work that we did here, we didn't look at it that way.
Can everybody hear that? No. I'm just going to ask if the presenters, if you could come up to the microphone and respond, and I'll be close by so I can take more questions.
In terms of the stratification between urban and rural areas, the information is available within the data set. As we go into the state level differences, we'll be able to look at that, see if there is something interesting in that data, but we did not do it as part of what we presented today.
Yes, question over here.
Well, actually, we have a dummy variable for that, for occupation, whether you were working or not working. And if you were not working, are you a student full-time or not? And that's the way that we organize data, so we don't got that specific information. So I cannot stratify for that.
Any other questions? Here, please.
This question is also from Victor. Victor, in your presentation, you mentioned that banks view evacuation practice as a waste of time. Do you look at reasons why it doesn't work?
Actually, that was an open question within our questionnaire, and most of them just only say that it was time-consuming. Most of the time, they did not see why do they have to do it. Many of them did not perceive themselves in risk of an emergency. So those were the main reasons why they consider waste of time. They did not see that it has anything to do with them. They feel very secure within their structures, and they don't find a point. Why do I have to do it? Well, that was one of the answers that was very shocking for me. Why do I have to do it? What for? So they may be considering like a waste of time or something that doesn't have anything to do with them. They don't perceive themselves in any risk.
Any other questions? I have a couple of questions here. For Bing Xie, there was a finding on your presentation that binge drinkers reported fewer physically unhealthy days. And I was just wondering if you might elaborate a little bit on that. I thought that was an interesting finding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I found different, drinkers, they reported on average they have more physically unhealthy days. So maybe they know drinking or binge drinking is negatively correlated with their physical health, so they report it that way. Or they feel they stressed from suffering from worse physical health, so they started drinking to relieve their stress. So there are two ways. So in the future, we're going to use the structural equation modeling to see what's the direct correlation between all these variables and indirect, and trying to build a model to find a causal relationship and which causes which. So this is our next step. Thank you.
Question over here?
Yeah, this is for Victor, I guess. Going back to the question about why there was little interest in preparedness, have you looked at the cultural aspects of the worldview of time in the culture of Puerto Rico? I know several worldviews would focus on the present rather than the future and the past. And I'm just wondering whether or not it's a cultural aspect of belief about time.
Well, when we were doing this survey, it was very interesting because it was like a couple of months after Haiti earthquake. And while doing the survey, we have the Chile's earthquake also. So people were aware that this can happen, but they just don't perceive in risk. So it was, I thought it would be easier like to collect data because of these two events that happened while in the survey, and it wasn't. And people was like, what do I have to do with preparedness? Why do I have to prepare? So I think that Puerto Rican population, Puerto Rican public health leaders working with Icelanders have a big, big issue there. And we have a whole field, you know, to explore and to work with. And I know Dr. Ralph Rivera actually is working with it and making a lot of work down there. But we have a lot to do down there because they don't perceive themselves at risk. Is that question for me?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Michelle. Whoa.
We understand this through the emergency management chapter, the environmental care chapter, life safety code, NFPA, all of that exists with accredited hospitals, including accredited hospitals in Puerto Rico. And what you said was very interesting about them. One of the reasons they 65% of people aren't really responding to food evacuation exercises is because they feel safe in their structure. And part of that feeling of safety, maybe because their subject, may not be thinking about it this way, but they're subject to building codes in Puerto Rico that other islands around them are not. So when they see the degree of destructiveness that occurs in other islands around them that aren't subject to these same building codes, it's probably reasonable for them to feel that level of safety. Their buildings, in fact, are safer. They're not seeing those other destruction in Puerto Rico, perhaps because they're seeing in other islands.
Yeah, I totally agree with you with that. However, I think that we must be ready for an earthquake anytime. And during emergency preparedness events like hurricanes, when our culture is like more a carnival sometimes, and when we say we have a hurricane, people say, "Woohoo!" And I'm like, God. So they don't perceive the risk that, you know, that much. I mean, when I see people talking about Caterina and I see the disaster they have, I get amazed and I say, whoa, and how hard they work. And whenever they hear the word hurricane, it goes with stress. And when you talk about Puerto Rican in the island, they are like, oh, a hurricane. I'm like, sometimes I'm like, God, you know, it is not that funny, and it's not all of them, but some part of them may be just unaware. And I have to point out that this is not representative of all the population. My sample was non-probabilistic, so that means that I can't talk for the entire Puerto Rican population, or entire working population, but the one that I have access to, those 266 workers, all students, actually, they say, you know, this is not that important for me. I have other priorities in general.
Any other question?
Any other questions for our presenters? No? Well, so Just want to give a round of applause. They did a great job today.